Happy Thursday.
Welcome back to the Meatball Pod. I feel like it's been forever.
I feel like it's been 10 years.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that like we've missed a couple episodes, but we've been so crazy with filming. And then Nicole's entire house was sick. So, you know, and then she had other stuff going on. I'm not sure if you want to speak on that. But yeah, it's just been a crazy, crazy couple weeks.
Yeah, from filming, we went to Vegas, so we missed that week, and then we got back, and then my whole house was sick, and then my grandma died. I want to say thank you to all you meatballs for, like, shouting me out with, you know, my grandma, or not shouting me out, but sending your condolences, because it definitely was a hard time, but you guys are amazing and, like, made my day better. So it's just been a rough couple weeks, but we are so glad to be back. We missed you bitches, and... Yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
We have so much to talk about. But first of all, I just want to say your nanny is sending you so many beautiful signs, and I love that for you.
Oh my God, it's literally insane. Like, so many signs with the ladybug. She sent me a sign with the ladybug because when she was passing away, and I told her this like 2 years ago because she did have dementia, so she was like going through it. But before she really like lost it, I was like, Nanny, when you go to heaven, can you come back as a ladybug? And then she, like, started laughing. She's like, you're so silly. and then, like, the last time that I did see her, it was a week before she passed. And I whispered in her ear, Nanny, just come to me as a ladybug and let me know you're okay. And literally that night that she passed – or she passed away in the morning. And then that night when I was getting ready for bed, I found her in my bathroom as a ladybug. It was crazy.
And she was like, here I am.
Yeah, she was like running around crazy on the floor, and then I picked her up and put her on my hands, she wouldn't move. Like, she wouldn't move at all, and I tried to get her off my hand, and she was like stuck like glue. I was like, oh my God.
She's moving all over the place like, look at me. Literally. I'm over here.
And then I opened my diary because Angelo randomly wanted to play my Beanie Babies, which, oh, pissed me off because he like ripped tags off my favorite Beanie Babies.
Oh no.
That happened, but I ended up reading my diary, and then when I opened it, it was a page right a journal entry about me sleeping at my grandma's, and then I did it again, and it was an entry from my nanny like saying how much she loved me and all this stuff, and I was a mess. I was in tears. So even though I'm so upset that, you know, she's gone, I'm actually just so at peace that she's at peace because she wasn't herself anymore. And it's so sad to see, you know, people that you love deteriorate like that. Like, oh, it's awful. I know.
But the signs just make you get through, which is like, I truly believe in all of, like, I believe in afterlife. I believe in heaven.
100%.
All of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I 100% believe your nanny was sending you those signs. Oh, so I absolutely love you. Yeah. And she's happy now. She's in heaven. And she wanted you to know she's okay.
I know. And I feel like you get a ton of signs from daddy, too, which
is my gosh,
so comforting.
Truly, that's like what, like, especially in the beginning, the signs is what got me through a lot. Because he would send me signs just like your nanny, like, all the time. And even now, he sends me so many signs, especially like on my birthday. I told this story already about the Cardinals and the Blue Jays that were out in my bedroom.
Oh, yes, so beautiful.
Like, that's, and I think he sent also.
I just got chills again. I can't.
So signs and everything, totally believe it. I mean, of course, there's some people out there that don't believe in it. Like, Jenny told us, like, she doesn't believe in that stuff.
Oh my God. Well, you guys, when we were filming me. And you know, like, cool. Well, we do. We're such brats.
Jenny always is the one. Oh, she's always like so like negative with things. I'm like, we're in the back talking about like life and afterlife and like the
like
signs,
heaven, and also like heaven. UFOs.
And she's like, when you're dead, you're dead. I'm like, oh my God. It's like, shut up, Jenny.
I can't. So speaking of filming, Vegas was a freaking – Vegas was a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I was there for 2 days, and I felt like I was there for a month.
I cannot deal. So I'm excited for you guys to see next season, but this season is actually airing, and we premiered – Did we premiere last week or 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Because we've been gone. Yeah.
We premiered when we were filming in Vegas. So make sure you guys watch the season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. It's on right now. I even forget what we did. But unfortunately, we did lose.
We did so much.
But we did lose our People's Choice Award.
I know. Well, we
I don't think we're ever going to be the Kardashians.
Can I ask you? We're never going to have a chance against the Kardashians at this point. I mean, I'm just accepting it. If we're up against the Kardashians, I know we're losing. So I'm like, all right. Thank you. I'm really like appreciative that we are nominated, but I have a feeling we probably won't win.
Because I know, but can we just get one? Like, Kim, I know. Kim, can you just let us have 1 year?
I know. I was like, I really thought when I saw Jenny and Mike sitting in the front, I was like, oh my God. I was like,
ooh, yeah, because they're closer to the stage. It's happening.
Like, we may win. And they're like, it was so funny. We were talking in group chat and Jenny and Mark are like, yeah, we're writing a speech just in case. Now
I'm nervous. Listen.
But we didn't win. But they said they had such a good time and they had like the most incredible seats. So that's cool. At least they had fun. And Mike in his Versace shirt. I can't with him. He's like a walking billboard for Versace.
And I feel like he wore that shirt on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know if you guys saw Jenny and Mike's pictures on the carpet for People's Choice, but they looked freaking – Jenny looked beautiful. Oh, God. And Mike looked like – Mike looked funny. I mean, he looked good, but that shirt, I just can't.
Yeah, I think we're just never going to get used to like the loudness of it. But that's his style. He loves his Versace.
He does love his Versace. Like,
I actually can't wait for everybody to see the upcoming episodes in this new season that's coming out now. That's out now. So some drama comes to head while we're in Arizona, and the entire time he's in this argument, he's in like a Versace robe. And it looked
like, oh my God, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, who are you, Hugh Hefner?
What are you doing? Like, he had the slippers. I'm like, oh my God.
I can't.
So I feel like this season has drama, but there is a little different drama that occurs rather than like the normalcy. I feel like it adds, like, you know, I don't know. It's like a little different. I don't know. Kind of the same.
I appreciate us like always having fun. And you know what? I saw the comments because, you know, it's so hard for me to bring the kids on vacation. So you don't really see my kids. So the last episode of Snooki Night and everyone like saw my kids and Angela's looking at the camera and Lorenzo's making fun of me with pitching. Everyone's like, I miss your kids. So I'm like, I'm really going to try and show my kids more with like my home stuff, because I feel like, you know, even though people love to see us, you know, go out to dinners, drink, party, whatever, they still love to, I feel like you guys still love to like see us as moms.
They do.
And see our kids. And I feel like we don't show that enough.
So I actually was talking to Ashley, one of the producers that's on our show. She's like basically a meatball. She's me.
She is a meatball.
And she was saying that like they got like, I guess, marketing stuff back, and the people want our families, like they want to see us like in our element, you know? So I think that you guys will be seeing on the season we're filming now a lot more of us in our element with our families and showing like when we go on these vacations, that's such like a minuscule part of our lives. We're literally there for 5 days. So I think that we are going to be showing more of our family life and like Chris and the kids and, you know, Lorenzo. I loved Lorenzo on it. I could, because he
was handsome. Like, I really like know my kids are beautiful. But when I watched it, like looking as a fan, I'm like, my kids are freaking beautiful.
So beautiful. So beautiful. And I was so proud of Lorenzo, because what people don't see is Lorenzo is very shy. Like, he doesn't like the cameras at all. So I loved that he was part of it.
Oh, bitch, he changed. Lorenzo is like a mini teenager. He'll tell you what's up. Like, he's not shy anymore.
He was like embarrassed that you were doing it.
Well, he's like, Mom, please don't embarrass me. Even like, you know, before I actually went, And, you know, it wasn't on camera. He's like, Mom, please, for the love of God, do not embarrass me. I don't think I did. I mean, this tonight you guys are going to see, like, my pitch and everything and how it went. Oh, God, great. It kind of sucked because, you know, it rained. So that's why nobody was there. It was literally canceled. But they still wanted to do, you know, something for us because we were there. So I still did and the pitch.
That, you had the Snooki night that night. So all the Snookies were there.
Literally. The Snookies didn't go home. They stayed.
Yeah, they were like, we're still partying there.
I can't. So we want to shout out our sponsor for today's podcast, which is Lumi, because they're helping us smell better naked. So thanks to our sponsor, Lumi. You can smell good with or without clothes all year long.
I love Lumi, and Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on your pits, but also on your feet, privates, and everywhere else we get odor. No matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula, and they've got over 275,000 five stars review to show for it. I love Lumi. I've tried so many like deodorants, like from ShopRite and stuff. And like by 2 hours, I'm smelling like BO and I'm like, cool. But with Lumi, I put that on and my pits are good all day.
Yeah. So we're obsessed with their whole body deodorant because not only can you use it in your pits, but you can use it on your underboobs. And you know, me and Dina as meatballs, have that issue with our underboobs. The thigh folds you can put it on, your belly buttons, butt cracks, your vulvas, your feet. I mean, literally anywhere where you sweat and you feel insecure about it, you can put the whole body deodorant on. We love that it's created by an OBGYN.
Yes.
And the odor control lasts up to 72 hours. So it's baking soda free, paraben free, and pH balanced for safe use below the belt. So it's clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. So 12 hours after the shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. So with Lumi, the average odor level is 0 out of 10. So I mean, it's a no-brainer.
So the Lumi starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. And as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code MEATBALL at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code MEATBALL. But talking about like our kids being on now, like more, and they want them on more. So whenever we do scenes at my house, they're like, get the kids involved. Like the kid, everybody wants to see the kids and Chris. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. So now that like can't, like CJ loves it. CJ's like, Mommy, can I be a part of this one? I'm like, yeah, sure. He's like, can I help you with this one? I'm like, yeah, come on in. Like, you know, so he comes in, he's like, you know, he's excited. He's a part of it. And then Cameron, he just loves the attention of like the producers and the cameramen and the sound guys and girls. And he's just so pumped that sometimes he like acts crazy pants. And this past Friday, we did scenes at my house and he was acting so crazy, like acting out kind of like he thought he was funny. And I'm like, I had to give him time out.
Oh,
like,
he's a reality star.
So I'm like, yeah, he's such a meatball, Cameron. Like CJ was being so good. He's like in the scenes, still being silly and funny, but like he was like in the scenes, being part of it. Like he was pumped. And Cameron's like, I don't even know what he was throwing himself. All of a sudden he came in with a fake vacuum and he started vacuuming everything. I was like, what are you doing?
We probably wanted people to laugh at him. Like, am I funny? Am I funny?
That is exactly what he wanted to do. And then he would be like this. So one of our producers is named Frankie. So we'd be in the middle of the scene. He's like, hey, Frankie, look. I'm like, you can't do that.
Well, that's like Angelo. Angelo was literally staring at the camera. I was like, sir, you can't do that.
Yeah. He's like, Frankie, look. But he says gook. So he's like, Frankie, gook at me. I'm like, oh my God, Cameron.
They're literally minis. They're mini versions of us.
But I had to give him time out because then he drank his water and it was on camera, and he thought it would be funny to spit it on the floor. And then he was just like being crazy. And I'm like, mommy's working. Like, this is, and I knew if I didn't give him time out, he was just going to have to keep going. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know if that's going to air now. Now I'm like, cool. Now it's good. I'm going to be giving my son time out on TV.
No, I'm sure they'll work around it. You'll be fine.
But he was being reckless. Like, even Chris was like, you got to do something. Because I'm like, you got to get time out.
Calm Cameron. Down, sir.
You're being crazy. But so you're going to get the real with the real family stuff now, I think.
No, same. So we're definitely going to try and show our kids a lot more.
And, oh, this is why he really had to get time out. It wasn't the spitting of the water, even though I was annoyed with that. But they have their scooters inside since it's cold out, and they have to wear their helmets. And all of a sudden, he comes in with no helmet, and I'm like, you have to put on your helmet. And he went, pfft. I was like, oh, no. Okay.
He's a meatball.
Such a meatball. I'm in trouble with that one.
You are, but it's always the second kid. They always say it's the second kid. For me, I feel like it's Giovanna, or not Giovanna, yeah. Angelo. Like, Giovanna was yeah. like, all right, but now he's Angelo, a, yeah, like, he, Angelo gives me a run for my money.
Well, yeah, and then, like, but he also has me wrapped around his finger because he's, like, my last baby. So I'm like...
Are you sure he's your last baby?
I really think he is.
No, I'm going to leave it open. I'm just going to leave it open.
Yeah. I mean, right now we're very content where we are.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm like, he's very attached. So I'm like afraid if I do bring another baby in.
Oh, he's still a baby still.
Yeah. Cameron's going to be like mad. CJ would be the best, like, so over the moon. Like, he asks all the time, like, can we have another baby? Like, can I?
What
he
wants a sin. Sister.
He wants a sister. I'm like, well, it doesn't work like that. We
wouldn't. Oh my God, I would die for a little Diener.
But that's because Claire just had Sadie. She's like 9 months. So it's like, he's obsessed with her. So he's like, I want a sister. I'm like, doesn't work like that. You could get another brother. But yeah, I'm so excited. Our kids are going to be more in it. I mean, my kids have been in it, but I'm excited to see. I'm really hoping you get to bring Sissy on vacation this year.
I mean, it's just so hard because she has cheer.
Oh.
You know? That's like the only reason why. Because she can't miss practice. And it's literally right before like the big end of the year competition. So it's just, it's so hard. But no. I'm excited to show more of the kids. I'm going to try my best, yeah. You guys.
Well, I'm happy they're like comfortable with doing it because I wasn't sure if Lorenzo was, you know?
Oh, so. Yeah. He's totally fine now. And he'll even tell me. He'll just be like, Mom, no. But now he's like, yeah, I'll do it. What do you want?
Bring him on vacation. Be like, it's a free vacation. Just come.
I doubt he would want to hang out with me. He's more of like a daddy's guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love for him to be a mama's boy. And he used to be like, even when he was little, like he was obsessed with me, like always wanted to be around me. But I don't know. Now that he's like 11, like a switch went off and he's like, Mom, what do you want? Like, get out of my room. What do you need? What? And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, you got to be more nicer to me. Like, I don't do anything to you. All I do is everything for you. And you got to be a little nicer.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
No, thank God. I wish I was you because I don't like the attitudes and I don't like them pushing me away. And it's really hard. So thank God I have Angelo and Rocky because I think I would need to be committed.
I'm going to be in like my 40s and be like, Chris, we got to have another one.
No, literally, you're going to be like, they're being too mean to me. We need another.
Like, CJ doesn't want me anymore. I need to have another baby.
No, it's terrible. This podcast is sponsored by Care Of. All right, Meatball. So we want to talk about Care Of. And Care Of is a health and wellness company that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently straight to your door every single month. So Care Of offers a curated set of products that are designed to work with research-backed ingredients and optimal doses.
I love Care Of because I'm the worst with remembering to take vitamins and knowing like what kind of vitamins I have to take. So the fact that I just get it shipped to my house and I know exactly exactly what I need to put into my body is perfect for me. And Nua Carob, some of the best-selling vitamins, and they are now available in bottles if you're not yet ready to subscribe to monthly packs. What I also love about Carob is it makes vitamins on the go so convenient with individual daily packs that are perfect for your busy routine. You could just throw it in your purse, especially when we're filming. If I'm like on the go, I'm like forgetting to take vitamins. I'm forgetting, you know, who knows, anything. So I just throw them in my purse and we'll be like on the way to film, or I'll be on the way to the kids' events, and I have my vitamin and I don't miss it. For 50% off your first month subscription with Care Of, go to takecareof.com and enter code MEATBALL50. That's takecareof.com and enter MEATBALL50.
Yeah, but let's talk about, I want to go back to the People's Choice Awards, because there was some dramas with the TikTokers. The TikTokers. And Billie Eilish.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like she wasn't being nasty. I feel like she was just like kind of stating the facts. You know?
I mean, but the fact that like that one TikToker was so offended and he was like, I'm not gonna play your music anymore, my content. Like, calm down. You should be honored that she said something about you.
Like, I'm sure she cares. Billie Eilish doesn't like come to me as someone that cares at all.
Right?
Like, listen, I love TikTok. I like scrolling through TikTok and stuff. So, you know, I have no hate towards some TikTokers, and I'm like fans of a lot of TikTokers. But I mean, I guess Billie just felt like this wasn't the place for them to be at. I don't know.
I don't know.
She was like, we don't need this. I'm like, oh my God.
But that's like the new celebrity status, because all these kids are just obsessed with TikTok. It was like when YouTube was a huge thing, you know?
Yeah.
And well, everyone was obsessed with all the YouTubers. They're obsessed with these TikTokers.
Back in the day, we on MySpace, we were celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
So it was
kind of like that.
That's what I'm saying. And we were kind of celebrities. Like, we would go out in our little social group and people would think we were the cool ones. So yeah. I feel like that is kind of TikTok now. Like, I mean, they have a lot of freaking followers. They are famous. They have more followers than, like, celebrities.
And also, they're making a ton of freaking money.
I mean, if I was the People's Choice Awards, honestly, they're probably bringing a lot of viewers. Because if they're there, they're TikToking and people are interested. Like, the one girl has like 50 million. I'm like, what in the world?
And she probably makes 50 million. It's crazy nowadays.
They're like
so
the
wild.
Rich people. Oh, that's it. I'm quitting Jersey Shore.
I'm going to be a TikToker.
They'd make fun of us. We're too elderly for that.
No, literally. And it's so crazy, like, when I see TikTok and they're just, like some of the people are just discovering our show. And everyone's like, have you seen the show Jersey Shore? And I'm just like, girl, we're, like, 90 years old.
I know. I'm like,
why I'm also thankful for TikTok, because that's how people, you know, the kids now, that's how they discover us.
Kids nowadays.
The kids nowadays. Now they know who we are.
Right?
Ew, I hate myself. Kill me.
And I'm like, they're watching like the old ones where we looked terrible. I'm like, we look better now. We actually look better now.
No, I think some parts, I think we still look hot.
Back in the day, I was such a gross.
Not us wasted getting arrested, but more of just like some of our outfits, like we did look hot. Like we looked hot in our dresses and our big hair. Like,
oh yeah. Like our shirt dresses.
I thought we were so hot.
I mean, yeah, MySpace did too. Clearly.
That's why we got our show. We were freaking killing it.
Did something right, Nicole.
Exactly.
Look at us.
Look at us now. And then we have to talk about Love is Blind, our favorite show.
I haven't got to watch it yet.
No, you didn't.
No.
Oh, my God, Dina.
You know what it is?
Dina, so I have to talk about it with someone. I'm screaming.
I know. I'm going to watch it tonight because what I've been doing, I've been re-binging Vampire Diaries. So that,
all right, put that on hold because you're already seen it.
I know. I have to. I'm going to do Love is Blind tonight because tonight I think I'm going to have like a show night. So I'm going to, I'll start Love is Blind tonight and then I'll put Vampire Diaries on hold. I just love Vampire Diaries. I'm a big fan still. And now I'm rewatching and I'm like finding stuff like I forgot about or I missed when I rewatched, like originally watched it. But
oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's what I do at Roswell. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, so I'll put Vampire Diaries on hold. And
yes, please.
Yes. Yeah, so next week we'll be able to talk about Love is Blind.
All right, Meatball. So DraftKings Casino is bringing you only the best classics like blackjack, roulette, and slots, plus exclusive games that you won't find anywhere else. Diener, what's your favorite casino game?
I really love the slots, but I really, truly love roulette. I love roulette. I love like the excitement of it and picking your number and picking your colors. I love roulette. I think it's so much fun to play.
So I definitely love slots because slots is just super easy. And I feel like I have the best luck with slots, like all, you know, poker games and roulette. Like, I don't feel like I have the luck there. But when it comes to slots, I feel like I'm an old lady and I'm a slots girl.
With your little cup.
Mm-hmm. And my drink.
And glasses on. So download the DraftKings Casino app now and use code Meatball. New players get an instant deposit match up to $100 in casino credits. When you deposit $5 or more, that's code Meatball. Only on DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days. 168 hours of registering new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days. 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayer. Offer 2024.
Well, yeah, for those of you that did watch it, I'm screaming over Jen and what's his name. I don't want to like give it away, but I'm sure you saw the memes about one of the girls saying she looks like Megan Fox. Yeah, there's just like a lot of drama, and you're not supposed to talk about your looks. So that was just crazy. And there's just like, you know, other drama. So they released the second couple of episodes yesterday. So I'm going to binge it because I cannot wait. But I need you to be fully ready to talk about the whole season, like up to date by next week.
Okay. I got that.
Okay.
Vampire Diaries on hold.
I love Love is Blind. That's probably my favorite reality show right now. Besides Us, of course.
Yeah. So, we'll have to remember how. So, I will take my edible because that's what I do now. And I will watch Love is Blind.
I need to try it.
So, yeah, everybody. Remember I said I wanted to try edibles? Well.
Oh, Dina is ready to go.
I did try the edible because I really want to, like, just watch my drinking because – I would watch like my shows and I would drink like a bottle of wine and I'm like, that's not good for my liver. So I had to like find something else that kind of just after a long day takes the like edge off. So I also found these non-alcoholic drinks. It's called like Three Spirits.
Yeah. I'd like to try that.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it just takes the edge off and it's non-alcoholic and it's actually really healthy for you. It has all herbs. So sometimes I'll do that. But if it's a night, like I'm like, I just need to like feel like I had wine, I'll do an edible. And of course, like, I do it when like the kids go to sleep. Then I take my edible, I watch my shows, I have a little snack, and then I go to sleep. And it's just, I feel
What's your snack? What's your snack of choice?
So it really depends on the night. Sometimes I'll go for like a gummy candy, or sometimes I'll go for like a chip or like a cheese puff. But I'm really trying to watch what I eat. I'm trying to be healthier because I've just been eating like a freaking elephant. And all of a sudden, Chris is on this health kick, which I'm like, ew.
Why? He's skinny.
I want to kill him because he's always like my go-to guy. Like, let's have it. Let's do it a dinner night. Let's get fit. Like, you know, like it's like was always
like you're cheating together. Misery loves company.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, so I went off the wagon a little bit with eating because I was like, I'm going to just eat what I want again because I love food. So I was
same,
like,
this girl.
This weekend, I literally ate like an elephant. Me and like the boys got chilies one night. We got like pasta one night, and here's Chris eating his grilled chicken and rice.
I'm like,
I'm like, are you kidding me? And like, I didn't cut out wine completely. Like on the weekends, I like to have my wine. So I'm like, are you going to have wine with me? And he's like, I don't know. It's a lot of calories. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You're a snooze fest.
I'm like, what? What is that? But then he'll have like his bourbon or whatever, because it's like less calories.
Ooh, bourbon.
Like, so he's so all of a sudden crazy with his eating. And it's brown rice and chicken. He's starving himself. But in his defense, he said he got up to his like highest weight he ever was. So like he just wants to get back down. But
okay, but I can't tell.
He looks great. I think he looks freaking phenomenal. But he doesn't feel right. So, you know.
He doesn't feel right.
But I think he looks handsome and I think he looks great, but he wants to lose weight. I'm like, oh my God.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. But I'm like, you're no fun. But whatever. So I've been just eating like shit by myself. And now I feel like he's gonna get skinny. I'm going the other direction. I need to get my shit together.
Well, you know what's so annoying with men? It's just like they want to lose weight and they're doing like the same exact things that we're doing. So like eating healthy, you know, drinking a lot of water, walking, whatever. You do the same exact routine, the same exact thing, both of you, like together. He loses 10 pounds, you lose two. It's like why is that fair? That's not fair.
I agree. So this week started, I'm like, okay, healthier with the food now because he's going to get to be like, so little and I'm gonna be short and fat. So I decided to start my Jenny Craig again.
Oh yes. And Dina just ate a Jenny Craig meal.
Yes.
What was it?
Craig. It was good. It was little blueberry pancakes and a sausage.
Ooh.
So yeah. So I ate my Jenny Craig meal, starting Jenny Craig. But then this is what annoys me. So he thinks like I really do hate to exercise, and I always like go on these like kind of tangents. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get an elliptical and I'm gonna use it. And then he's like, okay, get the elliptical, and then like it becomes like a clothing rack. I never use it.
Oh, I know.
So yesterday I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna get a treadmill. And he goes, what do you mean you're going to get a treadmill? So we were driving and we pass a Goodwill and he's like, look, there's a treadmill. I'm like, I'm not going to get one from the Goodwill. Like, I want to get one with like from like Amazon or something, like one that I want to pick out. I'm like, why would I get one from Goodwill? And he goes, because it's just going to wind up sold
on. It's just going to be sitting there anyway.
He's like, it's just going to get sold on Facebook anyway. I'm like, you don't support me. I'm like,
but you know what? You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to go crazy with the treadmill. So what I did, and I don't know if I told you this or I talked about it, but you know how I have like my gym? So I have like the Peloton down there. I got my weights and everything. But by the time the day's over, it's literally 8 o'clock and I can't go downstairs because I'm trying to get the kids to sleep. So I ended up getting this little treadmill that has wheels on it and it fits right under my bed. So now when – I'll send you the link. It was on sale for 48% on Amazon. So I ended up buying it. So now like if I don't have time like during the day, because you think you have all these hours during the day to get shit done. But then when the day's over, you're like, it's 8 o'clock and I'm getting the kids to bed. I didn't have time to work out. So now when I get Angelo to bed in my bed, then that's when I put my show on. And instead of just sitting there, I'm walking like slow on this treadmill. And then by the time, you know, I'm ready for bed, I walk 2 miles.
Yeah. Like, I liked the treadmill. Like, when I used to live with my mom and my dad, they had a treadmill, and I used it all the time, and I would always, like, I liked it. I like walking. I like running.
I do like walking.
If it's cold, like, if it's cold or too hot out, Dina's not going out there. Like, I'll play with the kids outside, but I'm not trying to do something that I'm going to sweat when it's too cold or too hot. So I need something inside. And I like to walk. So I'm like, I'm going to get a treadmill. And then he, like, you know, he said his shit. And I was like, you know, I support you on all your endeavors. Like, let me, why can't I get a treadmill?
Your endeavors.
Let me get a treadmill. So that's my next thing. I'm going to get a treadmill and I'm going to put it in my room. And I'm hoping.
And it's going to collect clothes.
Yeah. I'm hoping that I'm going to stick to my Jenny Craig because it's always worked for me as long as I stick to it. And then I'm going to use the treadmill every night. That's my goal.
Yeah. That's the plan.
That's my new goal. Next time you see me, guys, I'm going to be a freaking toothpick.
Yeah, okay. We're never going to be toothpicks.
I know. And especially after I ate this weekend. Oh, my God. Like an elephant. I was terrible. I didn't even care. And then each night I ordered ice cream for me and the boys. And he just watched us eat it. I was like, I don't care. I'm like, I'm going hard this weekend. I'm starting fresh Monday. He's like, you always say that. I'm like, when did you get so judgy? Eat well.
Let us live. Like,
you just started being healthier. Stop.
I can't. Real change happens when you're consistent and achieving the hair of your dreams is no exception. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to our hair routine has never been easier, and we're finally seeing the results that we've always wanted. So Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. And when it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. So I've made it a part of my daily routine, so has Dina, and we are so happy with the way our hair looks and feels. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for a visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. So we've been using this for a couple months now, and I could just feel my hair. It's nice and smooth. It's definitely fuller, but it feels healthier because I always had thick hair, but it doesn't feel like hay anymore. It just feels healthy. I just love the way my hair is right now, especially during filming. Like, I'm so glad that we did this.
And having my monthly subscription of Grow Hair Serum, Vegamore makes it easy to stay consistent. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. And I absolutely love it. It smells so good. It doesn't make your hair greasy, which I always get nervous about serums because my hair seems to get greasy, but not with more. So I really, really recommend this hair growth serum. It's non-greasy, smells delicious, and I'm telling you, you're gonna love it.
So meatballs, elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/meatball and use code meatball at checkout. That's vegamour.com/meatball, code meatball to save 20% on your first order. vegamour.com/meatball, code meatball. Before we go to fan questions, let's talk about what we're doing this weekend. I am so excited because Long Island is finally freaking opening. The Snooki Shop Long Island finally opening this Saturday, bitches. Huntington, New York. So if you guys are in the area, Long Island, it's 42 Gerrard Street in Huntington, Long Island. We're going to open this Saturday from 10 o'clock to 6 p.m. It's going to be the grand opening. So I'm going to have champagne, hors d'oeuvres. You're going to get a ton of goodie bags. You're going to get free gifts.
Congratulations. Finally.
Literally, finally. I had this place since November.
Crazy. I'm so happy.
I'm like so stressed out. So thank God that we're finally opening. I'm so excited. So if there's any meatballs that you're around the area of Huntington, make sure you stop by this Saturday. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be food. All my goodies are in there. You're shopping my closet. So make sure you stop by the Snooki Shop in Huntington. I'm just so glad that it's ready to go. Like, it's done. Like, let's go.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. This has been like such a headache, I feel, for you.
Such a headache. So thank Jesus.
All you meatballs better go out and support Snooks.
Yes, please.
Yeah, for me, I actually have Claire's son's birthday party. So I'll be doing that on Saturday. And then CJ, actually, we just signed him up for, I guess it's T-ball, but also coach pitch, I guess, baseball. So we're going to bring him to Dick's and get him a helmet and I guess he needs a helmet, a bat, and a glove. So he's like very pumped. So we're going to bring him this weekend to get all of that so we could start practicing with him. So yeah, that's my weekend.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm excited to see him doing like his little baseball. He's going to be great.
No, yeah, it's really cute. Make sure you take a ton of videos because once he gets older, you're going to want to watch them back. So take it all. I kind of want to get a camcorder.
I know.
Like the 80s, because I feel like all the videos on my phone, it takes up so much space. And there's literally 30 to 50,000 pictures and videos on my phone. Like I would love to just do the old school, you know, like camcorder stuff. But
I know. I know. Me too. Like whenever I go to a new Disney trip, I literally go through my entire phone and I found this one place where you could like make all your photos into photo books. So I do like my last Disney trip and I send all the photos to this place and they make a Disney photo book. That way for the next Disney trip, I have room in my phone. So,
right.
But it's
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but it's only pictures, not videos.
See, this is what I hate about technology, kind of, because back in the day, like for instance, when we were in like high school, we didn't have like a phone like that. So you would take everything on, you know, the flash cameras, and then you would go develop it at, you know, CVS. So then you always have these photos, and you can make albums, you can make all of that. Now it's just like I don't have any albums. Like I don't have. I don't have like, you know, VHS like tapes labeled like, you know, Lorenzo's birthday, Giovanna's birthday, you know, it's like, I wish that we still did it like that because then everything is organized and I have it all.
Well, I'll send you the link to where I get the books because I did that for all of their birthdays. So I have an entire book of like Cameron's first birthday and CJ's first birthday.
Oh, yeah. See, I need to get that, but I also want the videos of it.
Well, yeah, I don't have the videos. So, like you said, a camcorder would be... We should just bring those back. Can we just bring them back?
Yeah, can we bring everything back and, like, forget about all this AI shit?
Like, I loved when they
it's
were, like...
too much.
Instagram, and it goes, get a picture of when you were 21. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't even have one on my phone when I was 21. They're all, like, in boxes. So, someone put up a funny... like TikTok, and it was like a woman our age. I'll have to send it to you. And it's like, put something up when you're 21. And she's like going through her boxes, trying to find all like through Polaroids and through like the, you know, like just like the picture. What is it? The disposable cameras and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Literally, like my favorite time.
I'm like, that is me. Like I had a little camera that I called it Little Red, and I would go out to the like teen nights or clubs. Like when I was 21, we would do like DNA and Bellagio and like Abyss. And I would bring my Little Red. That's what I named it. And I would take photos like with the actual camera.
No, I know.
Phone.
See, I so, love yeah. that.
Oh, how the times have changed.
Mm-hmm. Hate it.
All right, so let's get to some meatball questions. Ooh, here's one. Hey, meatballs. Love the pod and love Jersey Shore. I keep hearing you guys talk about Disney. Do the meatballs identify as Disney adults? Because I am. If so, what's your favorite park, favorite ride, favorite character, and favorite Disney snack? Love you guys. Laura O. from Chicago. Oh, we're definitely
yes.
Disney. Definitely Disney adults. I'm totally a Disney mom. I'm totally a Disney adult. I will go to Disney every week if I could with my kids.
Same. So I've been a Disney member with my points for almost like 10 years now. So I've been going every single year. It's like a huge vacation with my kids. And I would love to just live in Disney. And I just told Dina and Jenny this. I was like, one of my dreams is to go to Epcot with like you and Jenny like tour the whole Epcot and go to every single country, get all the drinks because I never experienced Disney, you know, with like my besties. And that's like something that I've always wanted to do. because I always go with my kids, which is like the best. I love it. But like, I've never gotten to experience, like, you know, if I went on a girls trip, it's like, oh, where do you want to go? I don't want to go to Hawaii. I don't want to go to Miami. I want to go to Disney. I want to go to Disney with my girls, and I want to experience it as like just like a full blown adult and not always a parent, even though I love going to Disney with my kids. It's my highlight of my year. But I always wanted to experience Disney, you know, with just like girlfriends. Like, can you imagine how fun that would be?
Gosh, and we would have like matching shirts and like, oh, it would be all, we would do like the mini ears.
Oh, I love it.
It looks so cute.
Yeah, and I feel like when I see the characters, I'm screaming more than my kids.
Oh my God, I'm pumped.
So I love seeing any Toy Story, and obviously my favorite is Mickey and Minnie. I just love, every time I see Mickey, I scream and I run over to him and I'm like, Mickey, I love you. I'm just, we're such Disney adults, I can't.
Yeah, so my favorite park is Epcot, because there's actually, so back in the day when we were young, like Epcot was boring to me, but now they have such fun rides for the kids. Like,
oh, they
my
have the
kids.
Best rides.
So I love Epcot. I love the rides in Epcot. And, yeah, I feel like I don't know if you agree, but I think that Epcot does the best fireworks, like hands down.
Oh yeah, hands down.
So what we do now, we go around in the 4th of July, we go a lot, and I love to go to their fireworks. So I always, first of all, you have to make, I already have an alarm set on my phone for 60 days beforehand to make reservations, because that's the type of Disney adult I am. Like,
you need a full itinerary.
So at 12 a.m., 60 days before my trip, I will be online booking my reservations for dinner. And then there is another thing. It's called Mouse Watch. And if you can't get your reservations, you could go to Mouse Watch. You pay, I think it's like, it depends on how far out you pay. And they will alert you every time there's a cancellation. So you'll definitely get in. So just a little tip. If you are a Disney adult, it's called Mouse Watch.
It's literally crazy pants. You have to book like almost a year in advance for all the dinners and everything, because it's insane.
It's 60 days. They don't allow you to book anything before 60 days.
No, so yeah, I'm just saying like theoretically.
Yeah. You have to set your alarm. But so there's this one, it's in Mexico. It's a Mexican restaurant, and you could sit there and you could watch the fireworks in air conditioning from the window. So that's what we do with the kids, just because it's like easier. And then we're having like chips and salsa. We're by the window. So that's what I love to do. My favorite ride, it's changed now that I have the kids, because I just get more excited to see them excited. So I love Frozen in Epcot.
Oh,
Frozen, one of my favorites. It's so cute. I also love Peter Pan. It's like nostalgic. So I'm a big Peter Pan fan, but you can never get on that ride like ever unless you luckily get like one of the genie passes. So I love that in Magic Kingdom. And then I love in Animal Kingdom. I absolutely love Animal Kingdom, and I love the Tusker House. Hands down, the best like character dining for me. I'm not a big Chef Mickey's fan anymore. I think that they sold out. Last time we had to stand in line after eating, and you had to pay extra to get a picture with Minnie.
Oh yeah, it's wild.
I was like, they didn't dance, they didn't do anything.
No.
Like, I was like, this is crazy. Chef Mickey's used to be the freaking shit. It used to be the place. But now Tusker House and Animal Kingdom, best characters. The best character dining I've had. Food's good. They dance. They have people with the characters to take pictures. So if you like to do character dining, I suggest that. And then the Animal Kingdom, you love this too, Nicole. Lion King show.
Oh, yeah. So my favorite park is hands down Animal Kingdom. I love the Lion King show. I love seeing all the animals. Angelo's obsessed with animals. So I love seeing him like, you know, so happy and souped. And obviously Avatar. Avatar is one of my favorite movies ever. So that is my favorite ride out of all of Disney. It makes me cry every single time and I scream, and it's the best. And I just wish it lasted longer. But yeah, it's Animal Kingdom for me.
Yeah. See, I haven't been able to do that ride because the boys aren't tall enough yet. They have to be like a certain height.
Oh, to yeah. Go. Have Chris so, hang out with them. They can yeah. they can go get a churro.
Yeah. What's your favorite snack? Me, I like the turkey leg. I really like the turkey leg.
Mine's the churro.
You like the churro. Okay.
I'm obsessed with the churros. You're not going to get a better churro than in Disney.
Yeah. I love the turkey leg. I really do. That smoked taste. Oh, it's delicious. Okay. So yeah, clearly we're Disney adults. We can talk about.
We love Disney.
We can talk about Disney for the entire podcast. So here's another question. Hey, mamas, it's Ariana from Michigan. Like Ariana Grande, but better.
Love it.
Yes, girl. My question would be, if you could move to any other planet, what planet would you move to?
Ooh. A planet?
I don't know. Back in the day, I would say Saturn. But I don't even know how it is over there. How is it over there?
Is Saturn with the rings or is that Jupiter?
No, Saturn has the ring.
Okay. I don't know. I always wanted to live on Pluto. Pluto is like my favorite planet, and it's I don't know why. It's not a planet
anymore.
Pluto's not a planet?
No. I was going to say Pluto, but I'm pretty sure they 89. I think it's at 86. They 86th, not 89. They 86th Pluto from the planets.
Wait. I'm pretty positive. I literally just Googled it. Pluto is technically a dwarf planet because it has not cleared its neighboring region of other objects. What the hell does that mean? So this means that Pluto still has lots of asteroids and other space rocks along its flight path, rather than having absorbed them over time like the larger planets have done. So Pluto's not a planet?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they said it wasn't anymore. Well, it's a dwarf planet, so we could go there.
Yeah. It's a meatball planet.
Yeah. Pluto's a meatball planet. Because I was originally going to say Pluto, but they said it's not a planet anymore.
Wait, I love Pluto.
I know.
What a sin. All right, why? I would still go to Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto's cool, but Saturn, I feel like Saturn, I mean, for some reason, I picture myself like sliding around the ring. I don't know. Like, woo!
No, I'll pick Neptune. I like Neptune, yeah.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. It's just I like the name Neptune.
Oh, all right. Is there water there?
It's all blue, I feel.
Is that the one?
Is that the one? Let me look this up. Neptune. Oh, there's a lot of gases and rock. And a lot of helium gases.
Oh, you'd like that.
Yeah, I like balloons. Well, I hate balloons. I like the helium in balloons.
Yeah, you like to make your voice sound squeaky. Yeah.
All right, I'm Neptune.
All right, I'll stick to Saturn, but if Pluto was, we would go there.
All right, last question of the day, Meatballs.
Okay. Hi, Meatballs. I'm Kaylee from St. Louis, Illinois. My question is for the both of you. While rewatching episodes, I'm obsessed with how you guys throw together a charcuterie board. We love it. What do you guys add or must add to your boards, like the spreads, breads, meats, and cheeses? Love you guys. So you can make so many different types of charcuterie boards. Mm-hmm. We actually just saying, we're like, we should open a charcuterie shop.
Literally, the meatball charcuterie shop.
We love a good, I can't live off charcuterie boards.
No, literally, it's my best thing ever. And if I ever like go to somebody's house and I know they're having people over, if I don't see a charcuterie board, I'm going to leave. I'm like, where's my meats? Where's my cheeses? I need to dip something. I need a grape.
Nicole did a charcuterie party back in summer, and not the one we all fought at.
Oh, my summer one.
Talking about your summer one where we had hibachi at night and it was like an actual like party.
Oh my God, so fun.
So everybody brought a different board, and it was in fall maybe.
Yeah, you brought a fall one.
Yeah, I brought a fall. So charcuterie boards, they could be anything, but it's all about how you kind of pair. So my charcuterie fall board, I did like a pumpkin dip with like a cinnamon chip. And then I did a baked brie with raspberry sauce on it. Mm-hmm. Kind of just have to make it all with like candied pecans. And then if you do like a meat or cheese, you always want to pair the meats and cheeses up correctly. And then also, you have to do like some nice spreads, like jams. Like I absolutely love for I love smoked Gouda, and I always pair it with like a like apple. Yeah, it's so good. It's such a it tastes like fall in your mouth. An apple or a nice raspberry is good too with smoked Gouda.
And then if we're just talking about like a regular charcuterie board, my must haves on the charcuterie board is definitely pepperoni. Need to like have that, and not just like the thin slices from the deli. I want it to be the thick like sausage that you cut up. I need that. So I definitely need that pepperoni. I need baby pickles, or I'm going to be upset. And then the cheddar block cheese and the grapes. Those are like my four must-haves. Everything else, obviously, I'll eat and I love it. But when I go to a party and I see a charcuterie board, that's what I look for. So if you don't have my pepperoni, hands down, I'm going to be annoyed.
Yeah, see, I like to do like an antipasto board type thing. So I do like cheeses, and then I'll add like marinated mushrooms, peppercinis, olives, like all of like the good roasted peppers, mozzarella.
Now I'm starving.
I know. Me too.
I want a charcuterie board.
Yeah. On that note, I'm going to go and make myself a charcuterie board.
So literally, before the kids get home from school, I'm going to go make me a little charcuterie board on a plate.
Yes. Sounds like a plan to me.
All right. Well, we did it, Meatball.
Yes. I am so happy to be back. I hope you guys loved the podcast this week, and we will be back next week. Love you guys. Let's get sauce, Meatball.